Okay, so today we are starting a new sugya of mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. So we're going to read a little bit of the relevant shach v'tarya and chavches min aleph, and then we're going to get started. Again, today's shir, as you'll see, is more of a hakdama in the sense of just trying to look at all the different gemaras where this klal comes up and see how this klal manifests itself in different cases. Tomorrow we're going to get to the real meat and potatoes of the sugya in terms of understanding really how the klal of mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu works. Like what's the nature of that din, what that's all about. But today we just have to try to get a sense of all the different places where this comes up, and we particularly pay careful attention in terms of tracking when it results in a heter lechatzchila and when it results in an iser lechatzchila and what. Well, let's just get started. Nachi, would you mind from Chavches Amud Aleph just to see where it, where the klal of mitzvos lav lehanos, is brought up in our sugya? Right, remember, we're not going to do the whole shach v'tarya. Going up to Ela Amarava, so basically up until that point, the Gemara just established that because there's an iser, there's an iser to blow both a shofar shel ola and a shofar shel shlamim, right, hold back and forth, whether the Me'ilah applies to each, but either way, the Gemara ends up saying that there's an iser to blow with a shofar shel ola and a shofar shel shlamim. So therefore, Ela Amarava, do you see that line?
Ela Amarava,
Because there's an Isra Hana, to get Hana from Hektish, and by blood, at this point, the Gemara assumes that, the mitzvah of shofar, with the shofar shel Hektish, that is in violation of that Isra Hana. Therefore, Echatzah lo yatza. And what's the basis of the lo yatza? Just because you violate the Avera, why does that result in lo yatza? Nachi, do you remember? Two different pshatim? Yeah, this is from Pashirim, from the... Right, what's the reason, Yaakov? Exactly, one pshat is that mitzvah of avera, because if you're doing an avera, with the shofar, so it's mitzvah of avera is going to be ma'akev, the kiyam mitzvah. And the other one, remember the other one, Andrew? Exactly, the self-protective mechanism says, because if you're to be mekayim the mitzvah, that would result in avera, so we're going to be ma'akir, the kiyam mitzvah, in order to save you from the issue. Again, for our purposes, the key is that we'll just go for mitzvah of avera for now. So we're assuming that because the kiyam mitzvah constitutes hana and never violates the isra hana, therefore lo yatza. Then is where our sugya comes in. Hadar Amar. So what's the Gemara now saying?
You are
Yotze. Why?
Not
a mitzvah of avera, because mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu. Because mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu, therefore it's not what's really?
Either it's not
Me'ilah. Yeah, there's no avera.
Either it's not a mitzvah avera, or it's not going to be protected by a self-protective mechanism because you're not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. The starting point for both is that there's no iser here. Because the iser here is to be neneh from kachim, but mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu dictates, and we'll figure out the lum this tomorrow, some of mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu dictates that being mekayim a mitzvah is not considered anah. Therefore, there's no avera. Since there's no avera, therefore there's no mitzvah baba avera. And also, there's no need for the self-protective mechanism because there's no avera being committed here. Oh. So that's where the Gemara introduces this klal mitzvah lehanos nitnu to dictate that being mekayim a mitzvah with a shofar shel hekdesh does not violate the isra hana because the kiyam mitzvah does not constitute hana. Good. Then the Gemara, once it has this klal, is going to mention some relevant halachas which also come out of mitzvah lehanos nitnu, and we're going to analyze them as we go further. Does Nachi just continue reading? Right, so lichatzchila you shouldn't be tokeh with the shofar shel avodah zarah. We'll get to that in a moment. But v'imtaka yatza. But if you do, you are yotze. What do you mean? Why are you yotze? Isn't there an isra hana here? So why are you still yotze?
Same reason.
Exactly. Mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu. Right. The kiyam mitzvah does not violate the isra hana associated with avodah zarah. So again, there's another application of mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. The Gemara then says, next case. Here, not only is it asur lechatzchila, but when it comes to shofar shel yirei dachas, you're also not yotze. Why? My taima. What's that idea? Because the shofar shel avodah zarah is omed to be burnt, and therefore we view it as it's already burnt, therefore there's no shear, and therefore you can't be yotze with, because shofar has the minimum shear. Fine. Continue on. So even if you're right, Moder Hana from your friend, say, make a neder, I'm not going to get Hana from you. he can step that friend that you're molder another from can still be tokea on your behalf. What do you mean? Isn't he facilitating a kia mitzvah? And should that be a problem of the isra? No, answer is mitzvah is lovely on this thing. Good. Another application. So we just did that one, and then amolder hanam mishofar. Not only exactly. Even if you're taking an edder on the shofar, you can still use it as a mitzvah. Again, mitzvah is lovely on us. Then the last one. Exactly. There's another example, right? When you take an edder from a friend, right? He can still, you know, sprinkle the mechatas on you, provided that doesn't, you know, bring you hanasa guf in the summer. We'll get back to that. But again, when you're not getting hanasa guf from it, just the fact that he's facilitating the mitzvah is not going to be a problem because mitzvah is only hanasa guf. And the same thing when you can take an edder from a mayan, there's no problem, you know, provided it's not bringing you hanasa guf. Again, just the key mitzvah is not going to be a problem because mitzvah is lovely on us. So again, the Gemara has multiple applications of mitzvah is lovely on us, which is going to be the subject of our sugya. So again, when you think of the sugya, when you think of the klal of mitzvah is lovely on us, it sounds at first glance to be like a hashkafic question. What's like the deep purpose? What's the philosophical purpose of mitzvahs? Is that for your hana, or is that because you're an evit to rabbo? So at first glance, when you see that, it sounds like it's a hashkafic, a Musar idea, a philosophical idea. But again, when you look throughout Shas, you see that not only is this a philosophical hashkafic idea, but it also has concrete, you know, halachic ramifications, has concrete halachic nafkamin. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through, and we're going to see from the different cases, what are the halachic, you know, ramifications of mitzvos lav lehanas nidar. So the first nafkamina is going to be from the realm of nidarim. And this brings us to the Gemara in Nidarim, Tes Zayin on the base, which is actually referenced in the Tosos Al Atar. So again, this is the Gemara, the first Makor on the Makor sheets. The Gemara in Nidarim Tes Zayin is asking a question. Well, what's the context of the Gemara?
In what case can you have? How can it be that you have a neder that's
chal on a mitzvah? But a shvua, exactly, right? The Gemara, right, the Mishnah opens up by saying, you can't be nishpa on a mitzvah, meaning to say, I'm making a shvua that I won't do a mitzvah, because you're mushma v'omid, but you can make an neder and say, I'm not going to, maybe you know der hana from the sternal, and say, chetzah shel mitzvah, and that is chal. So the Gemara, in this context, in Tessayin on base, is discussing, so what's the difference between the nusach of a shvua and a neder, such that the neder is chal, and the shvua is not chal? So again, Yaakov, if you don't mind, so the Gemara in Nedarim. So again, we're going to see right now that the first right nafkamina of mitzvah lav lehanas nidar is the nusach of a neder on a chafta shel mitzvah. So Amar Abaye. So first Gemara asks, right, Maishna neder shvua nami. Basically, what's the difference? Why is the neder chal and the shvua nachal? So Amar Abaye, what's the difference in the nusach?
Amar Abaye, had Amar anas sukkah alai, had Amar shvua shalo ahene mina sukkah. So he's giving the difference, meaning that in this case, he says that the benefit of the sukkah is usher to him, and then he's saying that in the other cases, he's making a shvua that he's not going to benefit from the sukkah.
Exactly. So shvua, where you say that I won't benefit from a sukkah, right? Right? That is not allowed because that's a direct contradiction to the tzivoy of mitzvah sukkah. Masha inkein a neder, because you're not going in direct contradiction to the Torah, you're going like, you know, sort of a loophole, you're going around it that way by being ushering, like let's say the chetza, that's chal. But again, the key is, according to Abaye, how is the chetzah shel mitzvah, and how is the mitzvah formulated in terms of?
How is the mitzvah formulated?
We don't just say sukkah.
In terms of the benefit.
Right, exactly. It's all about the hana sukkah. It's all about the hana. So then comes along Rava and says, what are you talking about? What cloud does that contradict? Exactly. So Amar Rava, continue. Right? Is the purpose of mitzvahs the hana such that you'd formulate the cheft, right? You'd formulate the mitzvah, whether it be the cheft or the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah, in terms of the hana that it brings to you? That doesn't make sense. El Amar Rava.
Amar Rava, had Amar yeshivas sukkah alai, had Amar shua shalo eishay basukkah.
So right. So therefore, Rava argues, says, don't formulate the cheft or shal mitzvah and the ma'aseh mitzvah in terms of hana. Rather formulated in terms of just the act of yeshiva basukkah.
either way, they're both highlighting the difference between
neder. Exactly. According to Rav and Abaye, in the end of the day, the difference between a neder and a shvua is that the neder is focused on the chetza, and the shvua is focused on the gavra. When you focus on the gavra, that's a direct contradiction to the tzivoy on the gavra of the mitzvah, mashenka and neder, which goes around about, but it doesn't directly contradict because it goes from the chetza. So we're gonna get back to that later. Is Abaye? No, we'll go later in the segment. Does anybody argue on this on the call, Mrs. Lavihan has to know? And we'll see whether Abaye is arguing. So we'll get back to that question. Okay, excellent. So just right. So again, it's the first nafkamina in terms of Mrs. Lavihan has to know, right? Is the lashon of nedar, right? In terms of when you're being, when you're creating, you're trying to formulate a neder to aser chafta shal mitzvah, right? The nafkamina of Mrs. Lavihan has to know is to say that the chafta shal mitzvah should not be formulated in terms of the hana, but rather just be formulated without the hana, because the hana is not an essence, it's not part of the essence of the mitzvah. Yeah.
It's not really our sugya. Why is it more directly against the Torah if you say that you're not gonna do it?
Great question.
If you say that sitting in the sukkah is usher, like the Torah says sit in the sukkah, that sounds...
That's the point, because the tzivoy of the mitzvah is on the gavra. Each gavra is mitzuveh to sit in the sukkah. So when you make a shvua that I will not sit in the sukkah, that's a direct contradiction.
Okay.
But in neder, because it goes through the chet, so it's like a roundabout. So it's not it results in you not being able to do it, but it's not a direct contradiction, therefore it can be chal.
Who does he say the neder to?
What?
Who does he say the neder to?
No, you don't have to say it to anybody. You just as long as you make a neder, it's chal. Yeah.
So the point I'm trying to get out here is that whenever you make a shvua, right, that's in regards to hanah.
Or
right,
not. Well, the point of Mitzvah's Lavihanos Ninu is that when you're making a shvua or a neder on a mitzvah, to not do a mitzvah, the formulation of the neder and the shvua will not take into account hana. You're not going to say, it's not going to be, the mitzvah is not going to be formulated in terms of hana as sukkah, or shlo enem in a sukkah, because mitzvah is latli hana. So again, this is just the first ramification, halakha ramification of mitzvah latli hana, is just the nusach, the formulation of shvuos and nedarim when it comes to being nishpa ala mitzvah, or being nodir min ha mitzvah. That's not going to be our main. The main nafkamina is next when it comes to Easter Hana, which we'll get to right now.
When you're noder against Hana from a sukkah, is there not also Hana's goof of being in
We'll get to that. Okay. It's a big part of the sukkah which we can get to, is that what about Hana's goof? We'll get there. But here, since you're trying to capture the essence of the mitzvah, it sounds like you're describing the essence of the mitzvah as being the Hana from the sukkah, not just like a byproduct. Okay, good. Oh. So again, the first nafkamina of mitzvah l'hanos is the lashon of the darim when you're trying to be lashon of the darim and shavuos when you're trying to have a neder or a shavua bichal on a mitzvah. Fine, I don't want to deal too much with that, but that's not our acre focus. The second nafkamina, this is really where it comes up most, when it comes to the violation of isurei hana. Right, so the biggest nafkamina of mitzvah l'hanos is when it comes to the violation of isurei hana. And again, David, what's the connection to Mitzvah Lavihanos Ninu and the violation of Isuri Hana? How does it come up? When a certain Chefza is Aser Bahana, so what does Mitzvah Lavihanos Ninu dictate? Exactly. So Mitzvah Lavihanos Ninu says that even when you're using a Chefza, which is Aser Bahana, if you're using a Chefza for a mitzvah, that's not going to be in violation of the Isur Hana, because Mitzvahs Lavihanos Ninu. Right. So again, so the second, that is the biggest, the broadest, nafkamina of Mitzvah L'Avayanos Ninu is therefore that using a chetza, which is Aser B'Hana, for a Kiyum Mitzvah is not going to be a violation of the Iser Hana, because Mitzvos Lav L'Avayanos Ninu. That's the big. But we're going to see right now, so while in all the cases that we're about to discuss, that Mitzvah L'Avayanos Ninu dictates that you're not in violation of the Iser Hana when you use the chetza Shel Yisuri Hana for a mitzvah, because mitzvahs lav lehanos ninu. But there's going to be a big difference between the different cases, right? Certain cases, what's the big difference between the different cases, Yosef? In certain, right? Exactly. Connected to that is whether is it mutzah lechatzchila, therefore, to use that chetza shel yisuri hana for a mitzvah, or is it usur lechatzchila to do so? Right? So right now, we're going to go through the different cases, and we're going to categorize them based on whether they're usur lechatzchila, or whether it's mutzah lechatzchila. So let's start with the cases which are aser lechatzchila. So what are the cases? What is the classic chetza shel yisuri hana where it's aser lechatzchila to use it for a mitzvah? Good, which is more. We'll get to that in a moment. Which is avodah zara, right? Right. When the chetza is of avodah zara, So then it's going to be not only, right, so although mitzvahs lavehana sinu dictates you don't violate the isra hana, but it's still going to be asur lechatzchila to use it for the mitzvah. So let's go through the examples. Example number one is our Gemara, Chav Chasam and Aleph, right? What's the case in, Andrew, what's the case of Avodah Zarah in our Gemara?
Where you blow a shofar that was used for...
Exactly, a shofar shal Avodah Zarah, right? And the klal was, Amar Rav Yehuda, the shofar shal Avodah Zarah, lo yitaka, it's also lechatzchila to blow with the shofar shal Avodah Zarah. Yes, in taka yatza, you're yotzeh because mitzvah l'avihana, but yet there's an isur lechatzchila when it comes to shofar shal Avodah Zarah. So example number one is shofar shal Avodah Zarah in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chas, right? But then another example is in Sukkah Laman Aleph, right? What's the example, Moshe? What's the example in Sukkah Laman Aleph on my base?
A lulav that.
A lulav shel avodah zara, right? Again, lulav shel avodah zara. It says lo yito. Right? The Gemara in Sukkah says you shouldn't use it lechatchila, but if you use it yatzah because mitzvahs lavehanas, right? So you have shofar shel avodah zara in Chavches, you have lulav shel avodah zara in Sukkah, and Azriel, do you remember the case in Yevamos Kuf Gimel? What type of item is of avodah zara there? You can read it. It's Yevamos. Where is Yevamos? Oh, you see it in the second Mikoro sheet? The third. You see it there? You want to go for it? I'm a Rabbi Hilchasa? Yeah. So what's the case? Chalitza, right? So what is the Chavtza, which is Avodah Zara? The shoe, the sandal, right? The sandal Shavodah Kachavim. Lo techlots. Lechatzchila, you should not use it for Chalitza. Excellent. But if you do, it is kosher. So here you have our three cases of shofar shel avodah zara, lulav shel avodah zara, and sandal shel avodah zara. In all three cases, it is usur lechatzchila. In all three cases, you're yotzei because mitzvah l'avihanas in him was an isur lechatzchila. But what's not clear in the Gemara, right? We know why you're yotzei b'diavad, mitzvah l'avihanas in him, because you didn't violate the isur anah. The question is, if you didn't violate the isur anah, then why is it usur lechatzchila? Right? So that's the big question in all three Gemaras. So we're going to see from the Rishonim, there are three different explanations for what the basis of the Isra L'Chatzchila is. Again, the question is, what is the basis of the Isra L'Chatzchila to do these mitzvos with a Avodah Zara? At the end of the day, if you're not violating the Isra or not, so what's the problem? So again, Akiva, what's the classic answer to this question? The most prominent answer found in many Rishonim. Now, what's the problem L'Chatzchila of using a Chavtza Shel Avodah Zara for mitzvos?
In general? Oh,
it's like an embarrassment. It's a bizah. Exactly, bizah. Right? It's mios. Mios l'mitzvah. Excellent.
Disgusting.
Exactly. It's disgusting. Right? So we're going to see right now that this idea of mios l'mitzvah, that it's inappropriate. It's disgusting. Right? Even though you're not technically violating this or not, it's still inappropriate to use a chavtza shel avodah zara for a mitzvah. That's just not the right thing to do. It's mios l'mitzvah. So we have this in a couple of Rashis. Right, Rashi in Chulin and Rashi in Sukkah. If you go to Rashi in Chulin on the third Mikoroshi, Dira Maschil Lo Imtaka Yatza, the last Rashi. Moshe, do you have the Mikoroshis?
Yeah.
So then we'll get back to this later when we do the Shach Vitaria, but in the Gemara Chulin again here is referencing Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah. It says, Imtaka Yatza. You see how Rashi explains? Rashi Maseches Chulin. The third page.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The last one.
Last Rashi, lo im takayasa, the lav hanahi, lo fizol miha, lo yitakamishim demeis.
Oh, right, you shouldn't do it with chatzchila because of this factor of mos. Right, so Rashi in Chulin has this, and if you go back to the Rashi in Sukkah, a little over the place here, Rashi on page 2, again, when Rashi is discussing why lechatzchila you can't use a lulav shel avodah zara, what does it say, lo yito? Moshe, you have that one also?
Rashi lo yito, hang on, I'm going to do a last picture.
Yeah, page 2.
Right, by Sukkah.
Lo
Yitol,
Demas Legavah. Right, same idea, right, Demas Legavah. So you have Rashi saying this both in Chulin, in the context of Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, and in Sukkah, in the context of Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. So you have this in Rashi. Anybody else? Do you see anybody else who has this idea of Demas Legavah? The Ritva, right? So you have the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, right? Again, in Dir Maschil Amar of Yehuda, right? In Dir Maschil Amar of Yehuda, B'Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, right? The Ramban has, so the Ritva says, right, mishum demos. Also, you shouldn't use a shofar shel avodah zara because of this factor of mos. But even before the ritzvah, before the ritzvah is the Ramban. Right, the second day up in the Ramban. Right, this is the Ramban in Yevamos. Right, Ramban in Yevamos. His second day up. This is on page 2. Right, there's a chiddush Ramban and Yevamos Kuf Gimel. Says va'od. This is the third line. The chol lemitzvah mos. It's ma'as to use, in this context, a sandal shel avodah zarah for the mitzvah. So you have this idea of ma'as in Rashi, you have in the second day in the Ramban, you have in the Ritzvah, and Yaakov, what was the other Rishon that you mentioned?
The Ran.
Right? Ran on Zayin Amin Alav Mitap Erif in Rosh Hashanah also has this idea of ma'as. So again, so mahalach number one in the Rishonim, in terms of why it's, right, if you... when it comes to a chatzah shel avodah zarah, why you can't use it as a mitzvah l'chatchila, is because this factor of ma'os is just inappropriate. Akiva?
The Me'iri.
We're going to see the Me'iri. The Me'iri is a slightly different idea. We'll get to that in a moment. So again, right, approach number one is this factor of mios is inappropriate to use a chatzah of avodah zarah for a mitzvah.
Which Ramban?
The Ramban in Yevamos Kuf Gimel. This is the second day. Has this idea of ma'os. But if you look back to the Ramban, you know, the first day has a second mahalach. Right? Yosef, do you have the Ramban there? This is page 2.
Yeah.
This is Ramban Yevamos. You see the second line after the three dots? It says, L'chatchila lo tachlotz.
Yeah, L'chatchila lo tachlotz and Shenireis Kinanis. Oh. Like
yeah, so what's the idea? Shenireis Kinanis. So even though you're not actually violating the Isra Anah, but what is it?
It looks like
it looks like, because at the end of the day, you're physically using an item which is Asur Bahana. So even though if you know the lamdas of Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Ninu, it's not actually, it's not considered a Kabbalah Hana, therefore you're not actually in violation of Hana. For the second Mahalach, it's a Nira Kinanis, right? It appears as if you're getting Hana from the Chatzah Shel Isur Ina, and that itself at least is the basis of an Isur L'Chatzchila. Yeah.
This isn't Mara's Ayin, is it?
It sounds like a form of Mara's Ayin. It seems like it's a form of a Mara's Ayin, yeah.
Okay. Do people know which shofars were used for Avodah Zarah?
But that's a good question. But again, the point is, meaning it could be that it is. This is clearly, this was associated with it. Again, Maaseh Zayin is as idea. Even b'chavshei chadarim. The idea is that even if you shouldn't do something, even if it's technically fine, if it could give off an impression, to others. Even if people might not know, at the end of the day, you still shouldn't do things which appear, even if for technical reasons they might not realize. Number one, because they could realize, and then that's the idea of Maaseh Zayin is across the board.
They're all held out everywhere, right?
Yeah, we'll plug. Yeah. Akiva.
I only mentioned in an earlier shiur that sometimes the appearance or action could change the person's perspective, so perhaps you could say that even if only the Baal Sopeya knows that it's a Shor Shel Avodah Zarah, maybe it will change his. It's just Kiyah. And then if he's not sure, nobody's sure, then somebody Durban will cool on it, wouldn't matter.
But what were that? So you're saying maybe Nira Kinanis.
So it's not an Ishmael science. So if nobody knows, somebody Durban doesn't matter. But if we do know, so then even though technically it's not going to probably change the blow, I assume it wasn't. But it's still, it's. And we mentioned once earlier that sometimes the action or the way someone dresses changes the.
That's interesting. But I still think the pashtus is that it is nearer to outsiders. And even if, and in this particular case, no one's watching, generally it's like a low plug when it comes to nearer Kananis. I hear what you're saying, but I think the pashtus is nearer Kananis. It's like a type of Maaseh Zayin. So again, first Mahalach's idea is Mios. Second idea is nearer Kananis. And the third Mahalach, it comes from the Me'iri. Anybody want, anyone have the Me'iri inside? I think there's a third idea. And it's very important to pin down these reasons because we'll see we're going to have to play out all these factors when it comes to the other cases. Who has it? Oh, so again, this is Me'iri Dir Matzla Hamodir Hana Mechavero.
Hamodir Hana Mechavero.
No, I think that's the later
that's the
one.
The second one. So.
Yeah, the one before that. Hamodir Hana Mechavero, Mutulitz Koala.
The bottom of the previous page.
Did the wrong one?
Yeah, we did that one.
Do
you have a different edition?
See the one before? Hamodir Hana Mechavero Mutulitz Koala?
It's like the start of the previous one.
Oh, yeah. Hamodir Hana Mechavero Mutulitz Koala Tzkiya Shel Mitzvah Avka Chilahin.
So again, we'll get back again. The context of the Me'iri, which we'll get back to in a moment, is the fact that when it comes to Nedarim, there is no Isra L'Chatchila. So he's coming to contrast that. But for now, I just want to focus on how he's going to understand the Isra L'Chatchila when it comes to Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah and Shofar Shel Hekdesh. He says, Va'af al pi.
Yeah.
The Mishtamish Bam.
Yeah, Mishtamish
Bam. Okay, stop that. It's very key line. It's basically asking, why is it when it comes to Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah and Shofar Shel Olah, it's also B'chatchila? This is the key line. Right? Hasam Shani, in the cases of Hektish and Avodah Zarah, it's different. Right? Ditakiv Chumrai, what does that mean? Because the Isurim there are Chamor. Right? Zula Ganai, this is because it's really bad. Avodah Zarah, because right, it's such a bad Isur. Vizula Shvach, when it comes to Hektish, because it's such a, you know, because it's so holy. So, but either way, because the Isurim are so Chamor, either because it's so bad, Avodah Zarah, or because it's so good, or it's so holy, so, you know, so Kaddish when it comes to Hektish. Therefore, L'chatchila Mia Asur L'shtamish Behem. So what is this? Is an Isur Hishtamshus. Sounds like it's a third idea, right? Not that it's because of Mius, not because it's near a Maris Ayin idea, but rather it sounds like an Isur Hishtamshus. And the idea, according to the Neiri, seems to be that there is an Isur Hishtamshus, meaning that it's Asur for you to use an item which is Asur L'chatchila, even if that usage will not be defined as Hana, i.e., for example, in a case of a mitzvah, or when you use the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, when you use the Shofar Shel Hektish for the mitzvah, so it's not actual Hana'a, so you're not violating the Isra Hana'a, but you're still using it, and midrabanan, there's an Isra Hishtamshus, in addition to the Isra De'oraisa being nene from Avodah Zarah, being nene from Hektish, is a separate Isra midrabanan of Isra Hishtamshus, any usage at all. And that even if that usage is not considered a Kabbalah's Hana'a, it's still going to be Asr. That's the idea of the Meir.
In these ones where it's super holy or super...
Exactly. Whenever there's like, we'll get to the contrast in a moment, whenever there's like an Isr Chevtza, which is Chamor, either because it's so Kadosh, or because it's so Chamor, there's an Isr Chevtza, and therefore, in addition to the Isr Hana'a, there's an Isr Hishtamshus Mitzvah. And therefore, it'll be Asr Hishtamishpo, you know, for a mitzvah, even though it's not considered Hana'a, because at the end of the day, it is a usage. Mm-hmm. So we have approach number one, that it's Ma'as. Number two is Maris Ayin, near Kananis. And number three is this Isser Hivshtamshus. Okay? So again, Ankan, this is the cases of Avodah Zarah, which are clearly, right, the first application of Mitzvah Lalei Hanas, but there's still an Isser L'chatzchila. And again, we have three different Mahalchim to explain why. The next couple examples we're going to give are where Mitzvah Lalei Hanas are applied, but yet there's a Heter L'chatzchila. All right, so in contrast to Avodah Zarah, where it was Isser L'chatzchila to use it, when it comes to, we're going to give three examples, three cases which come up in different Gemaras, where when it comes to Mislavei Hanas, it is also going to result in a Heter L'chatchila. All right, so Isaac, what's an example from our Gemara, where because of Mislavei Hanas, that even though the item is Aser Ba'ana, but because Mislavei Hanas, it's even Mutter L'chatchila to use that item. Do you remember? Yeah. The Miri made reference to it. What's the example in our Gemara?
You can shofar.
No, shofar, yeah, but why? What's the reason for being Aser Ba'ana? Not if it's a Avodah Zarah, but if you were.
Oh, Nedar.
Exactly, Nedar. Excellent. Exactly. So right. So the first example on the list of Mutzur L'chatzchila is the example of Nedar. So we have many cases in our Gemara, which is, you know, Isaac, you mind just reading a couple of them again? Right, all the cases in the Gemara of Modir Hana. Right, the nusach of the Gemara is that it's mutter l'chatzchila due to Mrs. Lalei Hanas. So you're right. Sitting Amar Rava, Hamol Dir Hana Mechavera.
Amar Rava,
yeah, Bechasam Nala. First two words in the line are Amar Rava, like the Ein Mishpat Tess.
Amar Rava, Hamol Dir Hana Mechavera, mutter l'chatzchila.
Right, doesn't, right, if you, right, remote Hana from Chaver, so you say from your Chaver, obviously not such a good Chaver, but right, from a fellow person, that you're not going to get Hana from him, you still, it's mutter, right, for him to blow for you. It doesn't say you're Yotze if he blows for you, it says it's mutter, mashma, that it's also mutter, l'chatzchila, and that's what Shana point that you have. And the same thing in the next case, Hamoder na mi shofar, similarly, if you take a neder against the shofar, what's the psak?
Mutter l'chatzchila.
Exactly, it's mutter l'chatzchila. So the first example of a right of an application of mitzvah Lalei Hanas, where it's even mutter l'chatzchila, is the realm of the Nedarim. And the question we have to ask here is why? Why is it that when it comes to Avodah Zarah there's an Isur l'chatzchila, but yeah, when it comes to Nedarim, it's mutter l'chatzchila? And as you can imagine, you have to go back to the three factors. Which explain right the three different halachim in terms of why there's an Isur L'chatzchila by Avodah Zarah, and explain why each one is not going to carry over to the realm of the Nedarim. So let's go through it. Right. So again, so the question is, right, for on Nedarim, why is there no Isra L'chatzchila? And the answer is going to be, let's go through each of the three reasons that were given as the basis of the Isra L'chatzchila for Avodah Zarah, and explain why that don't apply here. So let's go through it. All right, David, the factor of Mios L'mitzvah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, what makes the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, for example, Mos to be used as a... Exactly, because it's connected to what? Avodah Zarah, which is in... is an Isser, which is an Aveira. Now carry that over. Does that carry, right? So again, to use halacha terminology, the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah is a Chefza Shel Aveira.
Is it just the fact that it was used for an Aveira, or specifically the Aveira of Avodah
Zarah? Sounds like it's lav davka Avodah Zarah, because we're going to see by other Isserim as well. Right? But it comes to a Neder. You're no der hana from a shofar. Is that chefza defined as a chefza shel avera? Was an avera done with that shofar? What? Great, but exactly. Right? It's usher to use it, but the shofar, which is subject to a neder, is not a chefza shel avera. No avera was done with it. The reason why it's usher is because you were no der hana from it. It's not usher as a result of an avera being done with it when it comes to like a shofar shel avodah zarah. So again, so within, I'm trying to explain why the three factors don't carry over. So within the Mios L'mitzvah approach, that doesn't carry over because Mios L'mitzvah only applies when it comes to using a Chefza Shel Aveira for a Chefza Shel Mitzvah. But when it comes to a Neder doesn't create a Chefza Shel Aveira. There was no Aveira done with the Neder. The Isser is not because an Aveira was done with it. The Isser is because you were no Dr Hanah from that item. Right? So again, if the basis of the Isser, the Isra L'chatchila for Avodah Zarah is Mios L'mitzvah, that is limited to something like an Avodah Zarah, which is a Chetza Shel Avera, but it doesn't apply to an Ender, which is not a Chetza Shel Avera. There's no Avera done with it. Yeah. Good question. I'm not sure. We have to look into the cases. It's not clear from any of these cases, because these are all derisas, but we have to look into that. Because it's a parallel question when it comes to like Mitzvah of Avera. Does Isra D'Rabbanan trigger Mitzvah of Aveira? That's like subject of Machlokas Rishonim. So I'm assuming like a similar thing would carry over here. But you have to go through it. Okay? Oh, so again, so in terms of the factor of Mios L'mitzvah, that we clearly understand, because that's not going to carry over to an Eder, because there's no Chefza Shel Aveira. Oh. When it comes, let's go through the Isra Hishtamshus. Oh. So here, let's go back to that Meiri. All right, so really you have that Meiri? If you remember, the Meiri is actually discussing this exact question. The Meiri is asking, why is it that there's an Isra L'chatchila for a shofar shel hekdesh, shofar shel avodah zarah, but not for a shofar which is the subject of a neder? And let's finish up that Meiri. We stop, after he explained the Isra Hishtamshus for the hekdesh and avodah zarah. But now he's going to continue to explain why is that Isra Hishtamshus not carry over to a neder. Avalzeh, yeah.
Avalzeh, she'ein bo iser, ele nitsa nedaro. Right, there's no inherent iser with it. It's only from this fact that he made a vow against it. Kol zman she'ein uvotelas nedaro mutter. In any place where he could just be bata the neder, then it would be mutter to do with it. Mutter even a chachila.
Oh, okay, so stop there. So in your own words, what is the chilek that the Meiri seems to be, what is the chilek that he's using to be mechalek between Isser, and then the Isser of using Hektish and Avodah Zarah on the one hand, and the Isser Anah of...
An inherent Isser within the
okay, excellent. Object. Exactly, right? So he seems to be mechalek between like an inherent, objective Isser Chavtza, which applies to... Right. And what's a simen to the fact that it's an inherent Isser Chavtza? That it applies to everyone. Right, it's subject. Everyone's subject to the Isra Hana of using a Chavtza Shel Avodah Zarah, a Chavtza Shel. It's not one person; it applies to everyone. So when it comes to an inherent Isra Chavtza, which applies to everyone, so that says the Meiri is subject to an Isra Hishtamshus. The idea seems to be when you look at an inherent objective Isra Chavtza, so that is off limits completely. Right, we want it to be off limits completely, just like it's off limits to everyone. We want it to be completely off limits, and therefore, not only is it usher to get hana from it, but you can't be mishtamish with it in any way. There's an isur hishtamshus. Mash inkein when it comes to neder, right? Neder is limited to who? Surely,
the person who made the vow.
Exactly, it's limited to the noder. So it's not an objective isur which applies to everyone. It's specific to the noder, and because it's not the same type of Isser Chavtza, same type of objective across the board, Isser Chavtza, like you have by Hektish and by Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the Miri says, so therefore, we're going to limit the Isser to an Isser Hana. They're not going to, you know, add upon that Isser Hana also Isser Hishtamchus. Says the Miri, Isser Hishtamchus is limited to Isser Chavtza, which are completely, right, which are completely off limits. That's only by an objective Israel, such as the Avodah Zarah and Hektish, which applies to everyone. Mashenkin and Neder, which is just subjective for one person, so therefore we limit it to the Israel Hana, and we don't add upon it an Israel Hishnamshis. Yeah.
What would be the Haber mean that you would add upon it an Israel Hishnamshis if all the person said was that I'm not going to be a Hana?
Well, again, you could say the same thing when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, right? The Avodah Zarah and Hektish, Midaraisa, are only Usr Bahana. So in all cases of Hektish, Avodah Zarah, and Neder, Midaraisa, they're all Isuri Hana. So the question is, so if you see by the Isuri Hana of Avodah Zarah and Hektish, that we Midrabanan, we add, and say not only is it Usr Bahana, Midaraisa, but it's also Isuri Shnapshus, carry it over to a Neder. Why not the same thing? So therefore the Miri colleague said, no, we only apply the Isuri Shnapshus Midrabanan when you do it like an objective Isuri Chatzah, which is completely off limits to everyone. In order to create that, you know, off limits to everyone, we add on this Isser Shnapshus Masha Inkin, but Neder, since it's just subjective to one person, we limit it to the Hana. Yeah.
Give the whole entire community took the same Neder with the Isser Shnapshus supply.
It's still not objective.
Yes, exactly.
Only one person.
Exactly. It sounds like it's still, I mean, objective means by its nature, it's, you know, I say it's like a simon. And the fact that it applies to everyone else is a simon. Not really the Siba, right? The fact that the Isser Avodah Zarah and the Isser Hektish applies to everyone is a simen that this is a, you know, an Isser Chavtza, like, objectively, inherently.
Because it's like a higher level. It's a real Isser. It's not a,
yeah,
like a man-made.
Exactly.
Where is the Isser of Hektish is Isser Daraisa? Where is that? Is that Pasuk?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, the Pasukim, they talk about, you know, in terms of the problem of Me'ila, about not being Nanda from Hektish. I don't know the Pasuk offhand, but yeah.
So Mia's approach is just that it's not disgusting, right? So it's Mia
because it's not chatzah shalom there.
Right. So why doesn't the Miri just say, he says, oh, it's a chomer because it's so bad by the Zara, and then he says like this, like, you know, why doesn't he just say it's not so bad? Right, that it's just not that bad. Like,
meaning because he doesn't think it's a factor of Mia's. He thinks it's Israel Shtamshus.
Right, no, I'm saying like, okay, so his point was that a voter Zara is so bad and that Hektish is like so, you know, hectic, like so much for that's why it's so that it's not even that you can't do the chachila. Now, why didn't you just say neder? You can do the chachila. Why? Because it's not as bad. Like, well, why does he have to go through like a different way?
Well, again, the question is, why is it not?
Should they have the Isser Shnapshus because of their strength,
chomer,
whether
good
or bad? Like,
I think
why
it
not just say neder doesn't have.
Doesn't have the chomer, but I think. The lack of chomer is the fact that it only applies to one person. I think they're thinking two sides of the same coin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think its lack of chomer is that
like
it's subjective
reason,
to one person.
He's giving a reason why it doesn't apply.
I think so.
Okay.
I think yeah. What? He's like two sides of the same coin. Yeah.
The reason why Avodah Zarah and Hektish is also Asim Shamshus.
Yeah.
Is it's not because it's so bad. It's just because it's us to everyone.
Well, the fact that it's us to everyone is a simen that it's very chomer. Meaning, again, Hektish is chamor because of its kedusha, positive, and the Avodah Zarah is chamor because of its negative association with the Avodah Zarah. But in both cases, the fact that it's usher to everyone is a simen to its chomer. And neder, the fact that it's only subjected to one person, is a simen to its lack of chomer, which I think is to Moshe's point. Yeah, Hari.
Maybe another answer that he could have given, he could have agreed with the assumption that they are actually the same level of like
chomer,
but just say because someone else is blowing it, then it's permissible because that person doesn't relate to the shofar attitudinally as if it's this chapsa that is prohibited in touching.
Okay, good. So we're going to get to the question about whether, I mean, Ari's bringing up a good point. The Gemara only talks about someone else blowing it. What about the person himself? So we're going to get back to that. And it could be, the only reason why you couldn't is maybe because of an external factor of like hanasa guf from the shofar, but it sounds like fundamentally you would be able to do it yourself also.
If
he's like your noder from
a
chauffeur
against a specific
chauffeur. Yeah, he's like, I'm not from the chauffeur, can I blow it myself? So we're showing him discuss that, but it could be fundamentally just from the perspective of just the Isra Hana, it could be that it's fine.
Discussed already.
That could be that's why the Miri is not going that.
Didn't we already talk about certain
Good, we got in category. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get back to that. It connects. Okay, good. The last one we have to get back to. Right, so we discussed why there's no meals. We discussed why there's no Isser Shtampish. What's the last one that's not?
Marasayan.
Right? And the question is, why is there no Marasayan when it comes to Ned?
Like Marasayan.
What?
People will just assume that you didn't make a nether.
So again,
it's private.
So it's either because people are just not going to assume that, but then you could say, oh, maybe they won't know that it's a shofar shel avodah zarah. So, but again, there are two. The whole question of Marasayan, right? Y'all, you're familiar. Like, what's the problem with Marasayan? You familiar with the different? What are the two possibilities? He's like, either to be machshel others, you can say, oh, you can go into the class, you're going to walk into McDonald's. That McDonald's is kosher now. So either it's to be machshel others. Or it's a problem to cause other people to be suspicious of you. So again, I suggest that if the problem of Nir Kenenis here is the problem being machshel others, is that shayach to a neder? Because this shofar is only usher to me. So right, it's possible to say that the Nir Kenenis here is a problem being machshel others.
Can't somebody see it and say, oh, it's mutter to blow a shofar that's I made a neder against?
Okay. Eric,
for something else.
Yeah. So I hear you saying, but again, it could be that the Nira Kananis doesn't go that far. The Nira Kananis is a problem of being machshel others to use the same chefsa, and therefore it's going to be limited specifically to Avodah Zarah and to Hekdish, which in Achrami does apply to everyone else. No one else can use that shofar. But when it comes to Neder, which is only a problem for me, it's only subjective to me, there's not going to be a problem of being machshel others to use a shofar because the only person who can't use a shofar is me. A suggestion for why the Nira Kananis would not carry out. So basically what we did, we saw the first example of an example, Mislav Lehanasinu, which is even Mutu L'Chatzchila, whereas the realm of the Darim, and we just explained, went through why the three reasons of Mios, Isser Shtampshus, and Nira Kananis, why they don't carry over to Nether. Yeah, Yaakov. That's what come out of our cheshbon. Yeah, if you're trying to explain how the Ramban would understand why the Nira Kananis would not carry over to Nedarim, because that's a Farish Gemara, the Nedarim is Mutu L'Chatzchila. That's what we're suggesting. Obviously, if you find out the Ramban doesn't hold that way, then you have to go back to the drawing board. Yeah, Isaac.
So we said that the reason why Maris Ayin is not an issue is because we got the first reason that.
Right, if you think that Maris Ayin is about being machshel others, I mean it's about causing other people to do the Avera, then that's not applicable here because the only problem using the shofar that I was told during off from is for me. There's no problem being machshel others to use that shofar because they don't have that net yet.
You say people will think that it's okay to blow a shofar.
That you're known from. But yeah, that's really his point. Yeah, it could be that we don't go that far.
What if it was like a very public, you know, I went up in front of the whole shul and I said, I'm not going to use it, and then they said,
right, maybe you could say that it's a problem of that.
Exactly. There's no problem of someone else now saying, oh, if you can do that, then I'll also blow from that shofar. And Akhanami, right. Totally fine, because like, you don't have it out there.
That's why it would be okay to eat in like a kosher McDonald's, because nobody's going to... That inherit McDonald's as opposed to all McDonald's.
Oh, enough. Exactly. Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that this is the Ramban that Maris Ayin is about not being machshel others.
Yeah.
So maybe be machshel others.
I'm saying being machshel others in this case.
I'm saying
it's an added assumption.
In this case, you could say that you can be machshel others because other people are going to think that you're allowed to.
No, I mean in this case, in terms of this, you know, this shofar, which is subject to your neder. That's what I mean by this case.
I'm saying other people are going to say it's okay to blow to use a shofar that a person.
That's already. I'm saying that's another case.
Neder.
That's another case. Man, that's another neder. I'm saying perhaps the Nira Kananis here is limited to being machshel others, in regards to this particular shofar. Once you assume
somebody
that,
somebody else is going to come show you.
Oh yeah, if I use the shofar shel avodah zarah, someone else you're like, oh, I could also use the shofar shel avodah zarah. Okay, I'll go and use it also. That's the Nira Kananis. Exactly. Be machshel others. In this case, you don't have that factor of being machshel others for someone else to use that shofar because it's totally fine for someone else to use that shofar. Mm-hmm.
This also in my sign isn't a thing for yourself.
Correct. I mean, of others. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Israel.
No one knows that shofar is the shofar of the
design. What?
No one knows that shofar is the shofar of the design.
Well, and that's, as we were discussing earlier, that's the factor of Nira Kananis, factor of Maris Ayin, a lot of times is across the board. meaning even if b'chadrei chadarim, even if people, because yeah, sometimes they do. That's the point. Mara Zion is a little plug across the board.
Trying to blow that shofar, that's going to be awesome.
What?
That shofar itself, that shofar that I'm, that if I blow this shofar right now is a shofar of Avodah Zarah. So you might want to say that, so the problem with that is somebody else might take that and think that it's okay, even if it goes fast.
Yeah.
It is okay, so that's why it wouldn't be okay.
Is it a question or are you answering?
Answer.
Oh, me, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Let's make sure we have a couple minutes left. So second example, and this is a hard gemara, but a second example of an application of mitzvah lav lehanas nenu, which is also lichatchila, is when it comes to the gemara in Erevin by Erev Tzchumi. Okay, so everyone can turn to the gemara in Erevin. Again, so, it's a hard gemara, but it's a very important case. So basically, the case is, Erev Tzchumi. Right. The point is, what you want to be, you know, extend your tchum on Shabbos. You want to be able to go to a certain activity which is outside your tchum. So you make an erev tchumim to extend your tchum. And the Gemara discusses about placing your erev tchumim where, Andrew, placing your erev tchumim on top of a
grave.
What's the problem? Because a kever is generally aser bahana. Right. So the Gemara basically explains that when the Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter to place your erev tchumim on top of a kever, even though a kever is aser bahana. So why is that not a problem? Because exactly. The explanation is the case is right. This is all in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin Laman Aleph. The Gemara says because it's a case where you're using the erev tchumim to allow you to go to a mitzvah, to go to a base avel, to a base mishdeh, and therefore. In that case, although, yes, it's usher to be nene from a kever, but in this case, you're not being nene from the kever because it's only facilitating a mitzvah, and mitzvahs, lavli hanas
tenu.
It
would be possible for everything else. It would be possible just for going on a walk.
Exactly. The Gemara says that the Bar Plukta, right, the Tanakamu, says it's usher because he says we're talking about a case where you're making an erev tchumim for your own benefit, and therefore it would be usher to get such benefit from a kever. So again, there's another application of mitzvahs lav lehanas tenu, but here it's mitzvah lechatchila. That's the whole point, right? The Mishnah on Chavavim Beis says Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu bein akfaros that you can even lechatchila place your erev tchumim on top of the kever. So in addition to nedarim, where we see mitzvahs lav lehanas tenu being creating a hetzer lechatchila, so too when it comes to this case of using the kever as the base physically of your erev tchumim, it also creates a hetzer lechatchila. And the question is why? Don't we generally say when it comes to avodah zarah? Isn't it generally mitzvah lav lehanas tenu just b'diavad, but it's generally also lechatchila? So why here does the iser lechatchila not apply? So what's really different about this case of erev tchumim than all the other cases? What's the big difference between the cases? Yeah, Ari?
This doesn't really seem to be as strong of a chiyuv, like on the core level. This is rabbinic, and it's kind of a reshut. You don't have to extend your tchum if you don't want to.
Okay, you're saying, but what's a reshut? The mitzvah?
There's no clear obligation to extend your tchum. It's only
if you... Correct, but if this is enabling you to do the mitzvah, this is
enabling you to do the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah.
Okay, but why would that be? That'd be less of a reason to be mutter.
Correct.
But we're trying to figure out why here is a mutter lechatchila to do this.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's even more astonishing.
You're adding to the question. Okay, good. So to add Ari to the question, so why is it mutter lechatchila? It's not a chiyuv. So again, so anybody, what's the big difference between this example of Mrs. Lav Lehanas Nenu and every other case? What?
Not in the chiyuv shalizba.
Excellent. This case is very indirect. Every other case, you're using the chetzah shal isuri hana for the mitzvah itself. The shofar of Avodah Zarah, right? The lulav shal Avodah Zarah. The sandal shal Avodah Zarah. All these cases, you're using the chetzah of isuri hana as your chetzah shal mitzvah. When it comes to the case of Erev, this is a very important chilak. It's going to come in handy later in the sugya. When it comes here, right? The chetzah shal isuri hana. Yo, what's the chetzah shal isuri hana in the Erevin case? The kever. Are you using the kever as your chetzah shal mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? To go visit a base avel, to visit a base mishteh. So a very important chiluk here is that in this case, the chetzah shal yisuri hana, the kever, is only indirectly enabling you to do the mitzvah. Indirectly, by being the base of your Eretz Chumim, that Kever is enabling you to go further out to visit the base Mishteh, to visit the base Avol. So it's very important, this chilek, this case is unique, and that the usage of the Yisuri Anah for the purposes of the mitzvah is much more of a roundabout, much more indirect than it is in every single other case. And we're going to use that chiluk now of the case being super indirect to now explain why each of the three factors of mius lemitzvah, iser ishtamshus, and niris kenenis, why each of those don't apply. So let's go through each of them very quickly. Within mius lemitzvah, Moshe, how does this affect mius lemitzvah? Because what is mius lemitzvah all about?
It's
disgusting to do what? To use the chefta shel avera as what? As your chefta shel mitzvah. Yeah, but here, you're not using the chefta shel iser, the chefta shel iser yanah, i.e. the kever, as your chefta shel mitzvah. It's a roundabout, indirect way of enabling you. So it's not maos, there's no mius legavoa. Mius is, you can't use the chefta shel avera, chefta shel iser yanah, as your chefta shel mitzvah. That doesn't apply here. The kever is not your chefta shel mitzvah. The kever, in a roundabout way, through the ear of tchumim, is allowing you to visit the base Avol, the base Mishnah. So within Mius L'Gavoa, this indirect idea can clearly apply and understand why Mius L'Gavoa doesn't apply. And additionally, I should add, also the Kever is not a Chefta Shel Avera. like we said before, right? Mius L'Gavoa is only when this item is a Chefta Shel Avera, therefore it's Mius to then use it as a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. So not only is it not being used as a Chefta Shel Mitzvah, it's not a Chefta Shel Avera. A Kever is only a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. Now, Vera done with the kever. It does or not, because you shouldn't be nana from a kever. Whatever, Thomas, Miriam, whatever the pshat is, it should be off limits, secluded, designated for the mace. Not shouldn't be used in any way. That's not a cheftishol of Vera to trigger. So from any standpoint, there's no mias likava. It's not being used as a cheftishol mitzvah, directly, in a direct sense, and it's not a cheftishol of Vera to begin with. So for any reason, it's clearly not mos likava. Yeah.
It's not a cheftishol of Vera, but it's a very high level comment.
It's a very high level. What?
Tuma.
Hey, but Tuma has nothing to do with the Israel. No, here. I mean, the Mius L'Gavoa is this idea. It's inappropriate to use a Chefta Shel Avera as your Chefta Shel Mitzvah. Neither of those conditions apply. It's not a Chefta Shel Avera, and you're not using it as your Chefta Shel Mitzvah.
You're using something that's Tumah for a mitzvah.
You're not using it for a mitzvah.
No, it's just helping to get to the Shoresh of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
The Torah doesn't.
Right? Meaning, it's just the base of your Erev Tchumim to allow you to go walk further.
I'm saying, it is similar to a Chefta Shel Avera, and it's both.
Not really.
Well, it still should be okay, but it is a Chefta Shel Iser, even though.
Okay, but it's not a Chefta Shel Avera. Like we saw in the mitzvah of Avera, so you're like Tevel, remember we had that? Right? It's different. Yeah, Tevel.
In this case, he never said Chefta Shel Avera. He just said he was using a case of Chefta Shel Avera, and he said this case is mitzvah.
Correct, but the Svara seems to. Well, but it just sounds like the Svara behind it being Mius is the fact that it's a Chefta Shel Avera then being used as a Chefta Shel Mitzvah.
In that case, why can't we just say that in other cases?
Well, if you want to reconstruct that way, but that doesn't fit with the halachos, because we know here, I'm saying, so it works very nicely, right? I'm not, if I made an assumption to therefore ask Kasha, you could say, oh, knock on my assumption to answer my Kasha. But with this assumption, we're able to explain all the halachos, so it's misaver. You know what I'm saying? Okay, good. So in terms of the mios, the mitzvah clearly doesn't apply to the case of Erev Tchum. Oh, when it comes to Isser Ishtamshus, when it comes to Isser Ishtamshus, what is the Isser Ishtamshus? Nachi, what is the Isser Ishtamshus mean? It's usher to use this item. In this case, are you using the kever in the hishtamshus that we're talking about? No. It's completely indirect. Right? So again, also from the Isser Hishtamshus standpoint, the fact that this is not being used directly as your chetzer, I'm using this shofar, I'm using that lulav, I'm using that sandal, that's subject to an Isser Hishtamshus. But here, we're not using it in the regular sense that you're touching it, you're using it in that sense. It's just like you're placing an Erev Tchumim there to indirectly allow you to go further. That's not going to be subject to an Isser Hishtamshus, which is always talking about not using a certain chetzer in a direct way. So how do you explain the Maris Ayin factor?
It sounds like an issue because someone's going to look, they're going to see that you're using a kever for a non, and they're going to think that.
Okay, so what could be a chiluk? why would there be less of a Maris Ayin factor here?
People aren't hanging out.
So direct.
Because indirect. The same reason. Meaning Maris Ayin, I'm using the shofar shel avodah zarah, I'm picking up my lulav, I'm spitting it right, the sandal shel for chalitza. When the more direct the usage is, the bigger the trigger of Maris Ayin. And therefore you can explain, when it comes to such an indirect thing, who's going to connect the fact that I made it to the mila, I made it to the base oval, because of the indirect usage, perhaps, that far.
But then again, if you say Maris Ayin is like a low-plug thing, and even for you, you know why that it's
good. No, but again, there has to be a certain surah of, it's a low-plug, meaning in a certain case. It could be like, when it comes to direct usages of the chatza, that's nitan to a near kananis. I'm just summarizing that. So again, so far, what we've done was that because the klal mitzvah of hanas nenu. So generally, when it comes to avodah zarah, there's also the chatzchila, three different halachim. We started going through the examples where it's even mutar the chatzchila. We went through nedarim, went through eretz chumim. The last one we're going to, I guess, finish up tomorrow is the example of the using the ufer of irani dachas for the mitzvah of kisui dam. We'll finish up with that, and then we'll get to shofar shel hekdesh. And then we'll get to really, the meat and potatoes of this again in terms of getting to the lamdos of what is this klal of mitzvahs l'avodah hanas ninu really all about? What's the basis of that tour? I'll take questions on the way up, okay?